Hey everybody, welcome to the Little Monsters Movie Podcast. Special edition is a tribute to Christopher Lee, Sir Christopher Frank Carradini Lee.
I know.
Yeah. 93 years old.
News broke.
Born May 27th of 1922. Yeah, so 93 years old. Yeah.
Like, we should ever get that to that age. I guess news broke last Thursday, but he actually passed away the previous Sunday. Family just kind of kept it under wraps until everyone in his family could be told about it. So, yeah, it was actually Sunday, because you're so surprised things break so fast. Like, you know, someone would have leaked it, but no, not a whisper of it.
Yeah. And probably because of his age, they kept it under wraps a little bit. Sir Christopher Lee. And I didn't know that his name was, you know, he it was Sir Christopher Frank Carradini Lee.
Yes,
yeah, he's good. So, you know, quite vast.
One of my favorite actors, I mean, going back to like our first episode, Peter Cushing, Vincent Price especially, but Christopher Lee, that triumvirate of evil, and they're all gone. And
they're all three living and partying down in the netherworld or wherever
they may be.
They're
making movies down there. Because unfortunately, the movies they get to do together weren't always as great. You know, it's just kind of wish they could have. But Christopher Lee and Peter Cushing, two of my favorites, are always paired up and make great films together. And Christopher Lee had such an amazing life. A lot of details are coming out about his life, but he's had an autobiography out there for ages. And, you know, there's a lot of interesting stuff in that. And I don't know how much you know about him, but I know quite a bit. And I know that he's descended from Charlemagne, I think on his mother's side. Okay. And the heavy metal albums that he did later in life, like in his late 80s, were about Charlemagne.
Yeah, which we brought this up before, which I never knew he did that.
Absolutely.
But there's even some YouTube video of him singing opera.
He had aspirations at one time to be an opera singer, but ended up going into acting. Descended from Charlemagne. His father is descended from Robert E. Lee from the Civil War. And he kind of had like a
little...
I didn't even know that much.
I'm a big Christopher Lee fan too. I mean, this is, you know...
And his step-cousin was Ian Fleming, who created James Bond.
That's right, and I remember you telling me about that before.
And he'll come into play a little bit later on, but... Yeah. You know, he kind of had a privileged childhood, went to good schools and studied the classics. I mean, from everything I understand, even in his old age, he was a very proper English gentleman. You know, didn't have a whole lot of patience for disrespect, and you know, quick to tell a story from his days past, except his military experience, which I'll get to in a second, because he was involved in World War II.
Okay.
First in Finland, but didn't see a whole lot of action there. Ended up coming back to England because Nazis, you know, World War II broke out, invasions, and he became part of the Secret Service over there in intelligence. And one of the things that he did, he became like a Nazi hunter. He was involved in a lot of small...
Well, see, I know Christopher Lee, but
yeah,
this guy is going to tell you everything you need to know about Christopher Lee.
He was involved in very small operations, you know, like 12-man operations, infiltrating. They destroyed one of their nuclear facilities. I mean, Christopher Lee probably killed people. Let's just put it that way, all right? Matter of fact...
Well, anybody in the war, my grandfather would have said the same stuff. You don't talk about it.
Now, you'll love this story. When they were making Return of the King... Okay. Now, in the theatrical version, the character that Christopher Lee played, Saruman, had no death scene. As far as we knew, he was left in Orthanc. Very different from the book, but that's just how they chose to do it. But he did actually have a death scene, and it's in the extended edition, which I don't know if you've seen. He's on top of Orthanc, and Grima Wormtongue stabs him in the back.
Okay.
And when they were making the film, Peter Jackson told Christopher Lee, "I want you to scream, you know, when that happens." And, and Christopher Lee, all prim and proper, says, "You know, have you ever heard a man get stabbed in the back before?" And of course, no.
Wow.
And he's like, "Just let me show you how it's done." And what happens is, you know, all the air goes out of your lung, and it's just, oh. And that's exactly how Christopher Lee played it in the movie. And that's the proper way. And he's speaking from experience.
Right.
So that's the kind of stuff that Christopher Lee did. He was involved in British Secret Service, like his step-cousin Ian Fleming, who based James Bond on some of the, you know, information that came across his desk and some of the things that he probably experienced. And Christopher Lee was doing some of those same things.
Yeah. And thank God he stuck around.
Absolutely.
And, nothing happened to him during all of this
stuff. Yeah, and even after the war, he was involved with hunting down some of these, you know, Nazis that had tried to escape. He was in on that, and
you would look at him, and you would think, you know, he's got a presence to him, you know.
Absolutely,
you could definitely
absolutely no
good
nonsense
actor,
kind of guy.
But yeah, you know.
Even if you just take all that, all his acting away, that's enough right there for an awesome story.
Yeah.
And from there, you know, he didn't want to work in an office or be behind a desk after the war, after seeing, you know, action, I guess.
Yeah.
Went into acting, and for about 10 years did a lot of bit parts. Did some television, I believe, and got his start with Hammer. With the first film he did for Hammer was Curse of Frankenstein, where he played Frankenstein's monster. And it's a movie I'd like us to do soon. Just because the makeup, you know, kind of like an introduction to gore in horror films in the late 50s.
Yeah.
Not gore by today's standards, but enough to, you know, when I was little and my mom would sit me in front of the TV and I'd watch this, enough for me.
Exactly.
And it still affects me today when I see the makeup on him. It's incredible. And then from there, he did Horror of Dracula and he did several sequels after that.
Yeah, Hammer Horror is where we're going, you know, everybody mostly knows him from.
And
you know, even though his life is just...
I mean, between his TV and movie credits, I mean, we're pushing like 300. I think he holds the record for the most actor that did the most sword fights in films.
Right. Well, because after Hammer, he moved into, I mean, of course, he was in Lord of the Rings.
Right.
Star Wars.
Yeah, I mean, the guy, you know, he hunted Nazis. he was an enemy on a James Bond movie, Scaramanga, The Man with the Golden Gun, an underrated one. It's one of the ones that I like the best.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, he did all, he played Saruman in Lord of the Rings. He lightsaber fought Yoda. He sang heavy metal songs. And he played Dracula and Frankenstein's monster.
And that's what he did at the end of his life, right? Well, is the punk rock music.
It's kind of like orchestral, progressive type metal.
Okay, but different.
Albums. They would tell a story. Right. The albums tell a story.
Yeah. So this guy just being, you know, having a mindset at that age, singing that kind of, you know, still being artistic.
Right.
Knowing everything he did in the beginning of his life is just... You know, yeah, quite a life.
Absolutely.
Christopher Lee definitely had quite a life.
One of my absolute favorite actors, someone who I respected a lot, never got to meet any of my favorite actors, and I was just telling you, you know, basically all my favorite actors are now dead. And there's nobody out there today that I see a movie come out and I go, oh, I gotta go see it because they're in it, you know, unless it's the Minions. but I'm talking real people, people. There's no one that has that presence. And, you know, it was so great that he got to do the Lord of the Rings films, even though he really wanted to do Gandalf. And the interesting thing, at least about the Lord of the Rings films, is he was the only person, crew, actor, that worked on the Lord of the Rings movie that ever met Tolkien. They corresponded.
That's right, yeah, I remember.
They met him, they corresponded by letter.
Yep.
He was a huge fan of the book. He would read it at least every year.
Wow.
And he even had Tolkien's blessing that if they ever made a film version that, you know, he could play Gandalf. But by the time they got to it, he was in his 80s. And it was just the role was just a little bit too physically demanding, riding horses and whatnot. So, but he made a great Saruman. Just great. And he was, you know, and he was even, you know, instrumental in making sure that things were pronounced correctly and little details were there.
Right.
Watching some of the extras on the Blu-ray set, I remember, and the DVDs extended.
Being 93 years old, I mean, it, you know, and he's still having it, you know, there.
I mean, just the guys did just finished the Hobbit films, and I think he even did a film, I don't even know if it's been released, something about September 11th, and he might even have a film or two in the can still.
Wow.
And then I love how... You know, a few days after he dies, Warner Brothers announces, hey, here's a box set of Hammer with some of Christopher Lee's movies in it that we've all been clamoring for forever. And they're not the ones that I really, really want, but The Mummy, which is
well, they probably had this set up, and they're like, oh, let's hurry up and put it together.
There were rumors that it was coming anyway. I think it was more of a coincidence than anything else, but kind of an unfortunate coincidence. But, you know, I didn't even realize in the Hobbit films, like, do you remember in the, I don't know if it's the first Hobbit movie, they're all sitting around at Rivendell talking.
Okay, yeah.
Christopher Lee wasn't actually there for that scene. They green screened him in because his health was declining and he just couldn't make the trip.
Okay.
But I never noticed that. And I mean, I'm not as huge of a fan of the Hobbit movies as I am the Lord of the Rings films.
Right.
But I love them all. And I just didn't realize that he was green screened in it. And he's kind of like, I just thought he was just always going to be there. And I think a lot of people who, you know, have idols... You know, I'm sure it's the way a lot of people felt like when, you know, I'm not comparing anybody, like maybe when John Lennon died. You know, you just think this person's always going to be here with us.
Well, yeah, there's always that person, like me with Woody Allen. When Woody Allen passes,
goes,
And the guy's still kicking too. I mean, he's like 83, 84, or whatever.
And he turns out a movie or two every year.
They might not be the best. Some are good, some are bad, but.
Yeah, he hasn't acted.
But that's the one thing. Like, even with Christopher Lee, I mean, they're going to live on forever because they've done so much. I mean, they're in our head. They're on the screen. They're on DVDs, hard drives, whatever, you know. So they'll be there forever.
You know, but to his family and friends, people who knew him, you know, just appreciate what he did and that we had so much of him. And
without a doubt,
you know, just the great stories he must have had. I know his military records, I think, are sealed because he was involved in a secret operations, and he wasn't forthcoming with a lot of details of that. But you know, he you know, helped stop the Nazi army, and then his acting career and everything that he shared, you know, with everybody. Just I miss you, and you know, wherever you're at, Godspeed, and thank you for everything, Sir Christopher Lee.
Yes,
very important to me that you know we did this.
We need a little tribute.
Few minutes just to talk about Christopher Lee before we do our regular podcast. So hope you guys watch this, and you know, films like Horror of Dracula, Curse of Frankenstein, The Mummy,
go back, check them all out.
Another great one where he actually got to play a hero, which I hope we do sometime soon, is The Devil Rides Out.
Okay.
The Wicker Man, we've already done a podcast on. If you haven't watched that movie, you need to go back and watch that podcast. That was a great one, one of my favorites. He did Man with the Golden Gun. You already know Lord of the Rings and the Star Wars movies. And there's hundreds of other movies that he did I haven't even watched them all.
Well, this will definitely get people going back. And there'll be a whole new audience flowing towards Chris.
I hope so. And, check out some of these great classics with your kids. And, you know, most of them are certainly appropriate. Not Wicker Man. But the Hammer ones are pretty appropriate. And my daughter loves them. And she's watched them already. So
my kids are watching all these. We're doing this podcast. And my kids are found right along with the horror genre. So all I can say, and we can say, is rest in peace, Christopher Lee.
Rest in peace, Christopher Lee. Yep. Thank you.